Magician with Chickens, from a book called I'll Tell You a Tale by J. Frank Dobie. In the timbered Sierra Madre of northern Mexico, I heard how gunless Pima Indians catch wild turkeys. A roost having been located, a number of Pimas go to it after dark with a supply of pitch pine and gourd rattles. One Indian lights a torch and holding it up in one hand and waving it while rattling a gourd containing rocks in the other hand, circles around under the turkeys all the while yelling and chanting. The turkeys begin to put, 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 looking down this way and looking down that way, too distraught by what is under them to fly away, growing more and more uneasy. Before the pine torch is burned out, a second Indian relays the first, running, jumping, waving his light, rattling his gourd, splitting the air with his yells. Maybe two or three Indians run at the same time. They keep up their business until some of the turkeys lose their balance and fall out of the tree, como borrachos, like drunken ones. I was discussing this subject with a kind and honest old Mexican in a village of Sonora. "You need not doubt the fact," said he. "Coyotes catch turkeys in the same way. They run around under a turkey roost at night, barking and shooting fire out of their eyes up towards the watching birds. After a while, the turkeys get dizzy, sick, and just fall out." The means employed by Don Coyote in drawing chickens out of trees vary according to the tellers. Supreme authority on techniques was Don Marcelo, gardener for the San Luis Mining Company's grounds at Teolita in the state of Durango. Wonderfully pleasant grounds they were. Attending to Don Marcelo's words, I would forget their meaning while becoming enthralled by the sounds of his soft voice with the vividness of his gestures. Mundan's battle of faces could not have been more various than Don Marcelo's. Not content with acting out all of his characters, if I tried to tell something about a horse or a burro, he would throw his fiery sympathy into the mimicry of every sound and motion made by the animal. He would crane his neck like a turkey. He would put up two fingers alongside his head to represent the sharp ears of the armadillo, and then he would rustle a hand through the leaves on the ground to imitate the armadillo's motion. He would contort his face into the jaguar's snarl before leaping in on a dog. With his own eyes, Don Marcelo had seen one coyote magnetize chickens as a clown. Every morning at a certain place where he stayed, a chicken was missing from the tree roosts. There were dogs at his house, but the dogs never said anything against this thief in the darkness. Then one night, Don Marcelo and another man sat up to watch. The moon was shining. They could plainly see forms of the chickens in the branches. Perhaps an hour before midnight, they heard the chickens make soft noises. Neither of the watchers had seen the coyote come, but there he was. He just appeared out of nowhere. He knew how to awaken the chickens without making any sounds. There he was under them, looking up, and there they were, all awake, looking down. Presently, the coyote caught his own tail in his mouth and began a mad twirl around and around under the chickens. They became so intent on watching him, trying to keep up with his dashing circles, that within a short time one of them lost its perch and fell to the ground. Some of the other chickens began squawking and cackling, but the coyote was already trotting out of sight with his chicken. As intent on the spectacle as the chickens were, the watching man had not tried to interfere with the performance. I once considered all such tales as pure folklore. Now I neither believe nor disbelieve. W.J. Slaughter, a rancher of the last century in the Frio River in Lower Texas, used to tell his children of the following experience. He was spending a night at some ranch down the Frio River. The moon was full. Out of the yard, a number of chickens roosted in a mesquite tree. Slaughter's bed was a pallet on the floor of the unscreened porch, looking out on the mesquite. He was a light sleeper and had not been asleep long before he was awakened by coyotes under the mesquite tree. They were not making any noise, but they were running around. Every so often, a coyote would, while raising on its hind legs, spring upwards, much to the chicken's excitement. Slaughter was too much interested in the procedure to draw his six-shooter from his under his pillow and shoot. He was seeing something that he had often heard his vaqueros tell about and had set down in his own mind to mere fancy. Before long, he saw a chicken flop downward. One of the coyotes caught it before it struck the ground and made off. The other two went with him. They got out of sight and no doubt divided the chicken. In about three shakes of a dead sheep's tail, they were back under the mesquite. By now, however, the owner of the chickens was up and shot from his gun to put a stop not only to the coyote magic, but to further natural history observations on the part of Mr. Slaughter.